Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
I
need your healing power.
I need you, touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
Believe. You to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you what he was then. He still is today.
I am the bread of life.
Thank you, Greg. Mama, praise God.
one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've won the victory. I'll take it one more time. Hallelujah.
doesn't matter your future. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter. He's giving you the victory. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you. We glorify your name, O God. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for keeping guard over us as we slept through the night. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for our children, our grandkids, our spouses, our siblings, our nieces and nephews. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that's here this morning. Thank you for the intercessors in I Am That I Am. Thank you for their dedication to you, Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Lord, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Oh God, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, Jesus, that is leading and guiding us into all truth and teaching us. You are welcome in our midst. Take preeminence in the name of Jesus. We surrender this service to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we love you. We need you. Lead us and guide us. We surrender our lives totally to you. Move in this devotion. Let the word of God come forth in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all that we've done that are not pleasing to you. Be merciful unto us, O God. Rain down your mercy in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God, forgive us. Have mercy upon our children, our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses, our nieces, our nephews. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our siblings. Lord, we pray for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Rain down your mercy on each and every one of us this morning. We repent of all that we have done in thoughts, in words, in deeds that are not pleasing to you, O God. We pray for mercy. In the name of Jesus, Father, we release the blood of Jesus on the airways, the cyberspace, the network. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus, our atmosphere in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We suck every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus Christ. We cover our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, those that have great grand, we cover in the blood of Jesus. Oh, we cover our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our siblings in the blood of Jesus, our nieces and our nephews in the blood of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice, the blood, the blood, the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. We thank you for the perfect blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for redemption. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for reconciliation. Oh, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for complete and total healing. We thank you, oh God, we bless you. Thank you for salvation, most importantly. That for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Oh Lord, we believe, we receive, we believe and we receive. And he walks with me and he talks with me. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we bless you, O God. Hallelujah. And we praise you, O God. Let the atmosphere that is in the holy throne of God permeate this atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Let the holy angels ascend and descend doing your bidding in our lives in the name of Jesus. Gloria, my son, de coromasi. We come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against our life and destiny in the name of Jesus and superimpose God's plans and purpose our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the mind of Christ be in us. Father God, let us not go back to the old, but move into the new that you have plan for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, take every burden that we have, we release it into your hands. O Father God, we release every burden, every worry, every fear, every threat in our lives. You lay it at the feet of the cross. We are here, O God, to receive that peace that's the best of all understanding. To see the love of God in us, the love, the love, the love, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded for truth. We put on the armor on ourselves in the name of Jesus, our children, grandchildren, spouses, nieces, nephews, siblings, those that are here, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, this morning, oh God, we lift up Pastor Young, oh God, who grieving over the loss of a sister, give her beauty. For ashes, O God, pour upon her your oil of gladness in the name of Jesus. For her heart, O God, and the heart of her sister's children, O God, and those that are connected in the name of Jesus. Father God, hallelujah, you said there will be mourning on Mount Zion, O God, but we will not mourn as pagans, we will mourn as Christians, knowing that our loved one is resting in the bosom of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you in advance. We thank you, oh God, and we bless your name. Oh, we thank you for open doors of opportunities in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name this morning. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord. You are my strength, and you are my redeemer. And so we just say thank you once again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the refreshing. Thank you for the fresh oil this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you for that peace that surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for reviving our spirit. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles. Good morning to those who are just joining. Turn your Bibles to Isaiah 40:31. Isaiah 40:31 is one of the favorite scriptures that I love Isaiah. Isaiah 40:31. It says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk, Holy Spirit. I surrender to you. Have your way in this service. Touch our hearts. Touch our souls. Touch our spirit. Take preeminence. Give us understanding and revelation. Revelation and understanding in the name of Jesus. Let your word come forth as a two-edged sword. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen." There are many times we have a problem waiting. Many times in life we want things to happen fast. Many times we don't have the patience of waiting. And this, we're in a season we're in the world is like a microwave season. We want it, and we want it now. So we don't have the patience to wait even for the littlest things. We don't have the patience to wait. And sometimes we even get irritated and angry because we don't want to wait. Hallelujah. We don't want to wait. But they that wait. And waiting takes a lot. It sounds like it's easy. But sometimes it's not easy to wait. Hallelujah. Because sometimes when people are waiting, they go through all types of different emotional feelings. But those emotional feelings come up when we wait without trusting in the Lord. There's no way nobody can wait on the Lord if they don't trust him. To wait on the Lord, you must trust him. How can you trust the Lord? By looking back over your life, the past experiences that you may have had, and you know beyond a shadow of doubt that the Lord never let you down. The Lord usually comes on the 11th hour. And so sometimes you're waiting for the 11th hour, you're shaking. But he is a God that always comes on time. All we got to do is trust him. Hallelujah. When you look at waiting, we think about Abraham. Hallelujah. And God has promised Abraham, Isaac promised that. And we see that Sarah rushed and Hagar got pregnant and had Ishmael. These are some of the things that we're not waiting on the Lord and expecting the promises that he has spoken over our lives. We start birthing Ishmael because we didn't wait. When you look at the prophetic word of Ishmael, was wildness, the different things about Ishmael. Even the situation the world is in right now, because some of the tribes, the Arabs come from that lineage of Ishmael, and there's so much unsettlement and all, so much confusion. Why? Because Sarah wanted to what? Help God. You cannot help God. When God said wait and stand, we got to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. When you wait, your virtues are being developed. You seem to be having more patience. Those virtues are developing in you as you wait. Because first, before you were not patient, you wanted it done right now. And now God said you will wait. And so as you wait, you develop the virtue of patience. It comes into full maturation. Why? Because you trust God. And you believe what he says he will do. He will do regardless of how the situation looks. And sometimes when you're waiting, my sisters and brothers, you will be mocked by the crowd. People will say all kinds of stuff. But I'm here to tell you, keep your eyes on Jesus. They that wait upon the Lord. How do you wait? You wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. You spend more time praying as you wait, praising him, blessing as you wait. You just not sitting there. Hallelujah. There are things happening. Hallelujah. The Lord is working on you. Because sometimes we are so much in a hurry, doing this, doing that, we don't even have time to speak to God one-on-one in prayer. We don't even have time to take our relationship with God even deeper because we are all over the place, one telephone call to the next, doing this. And sometimes when you look back, I don't know about you, when I look back, you did this, it wasn't worth it. It wasn't for you to sit there and be up and down and doing things and like Martha, busy, instead of focusing on Almighty God and his promises. When you wait in that waiting room, you begin to praise God. In that waiting room, you begin to say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. You begin to speak prophetic words into your life. I thank you for A, B, C, whatever you're waiting on. You begin to speak it and believe it as you wait. You begin to praise God and worship him as you wait. You begin to study the scriptures as you wait. You begin to touch lives as you wait. You just don't stay there. You do things. They that wait upon, who are you waiting on? The Lord. Who is the Lord? The King of Kings, the CEO of the universe. Wait upon the Lord. And God said, as you develop the virtue of waiting, what is he going to do? Hallelujah. When you develop that virtue of waiting in him, he renews your strength. Hallelujah. And sometimes when that waiting period comes, you're coming into a period of resting. You haven't had time to rest. You're just up and down, up and down. And so when you have time to rest, even the body restores itself and you rest. So even in waiting, you rest in Christ. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, your virtues are developed in waiting. You praise God as you wait. Revelation is being released as you're waiting and meditating on his word and his promises as you wait. And so he renew your strength. So when he renewed that strength that you had before, way before, he renews it. That means that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Now he renews their strength. Hallelujah. Because that strength now is Christ's strength that you are walking in. The strength of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew. We need that strength. We need that strength. We need it. We need it. We need it. Because for the next assignment, hallelujah, let's say you're in between jobs, you're waiting, you got a promotion, but for the next assignment, you will need that strength. to make it through the next days. You will need the strength, hallelujah, to make it. So they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That right way, it calls for our prayer. Lord, renew my strength. Pray wherever you are. You ask the God to renew your strength. You need a strength renewal. Renew my strength. Lord, in the name of Jesus, renew my strength. Pray. Renew the strength of my children in the name of Jesus, my grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Everybody that is here, renew their strength, oh God. Renew our strength. Thank you for the virtue of waiting. Hallelujah. Then the Bible, they shall mount up, you see, when you wait. What comes up? Elevation. When you wait, what comes up? Promotion. When you wait, sometimes as you wait, you go into training and different things happening as you wait. Hallelujah. And you begin to receive from Almighty God. They shall mount up, go up with wings as eagles. So you're going, you're accelerating. When you mount us with wings as eagles, you know what? Mounting up, you need the wings of the Holy Ghost. You see, the eagles go through by the winds. They do not go contrary to the winds. So that as you wait, you elevate. Hallelujah. With the help of the Holy Ghost, because you cannot do it on your own. You need wings as eagles. You will mount up, go up higher. The wings of an eagle is so wide, it carries, it's like a transportation system. The wings of an eagle, one day we'll preach about the wings of an eagle. Hallelujah. It is so large. There's so much you can learn from the wings of the eagle. Then the Lord, as he elevates you to the next dimension, then you will run, because you got that strength that came from God. So that be me, you have that strength to run. And you will not be tired. You will not be weary. You run and not be weary. And then you will walk. And you will not faint. Because what you waited on. Waiting, praising, waiting, studying the word. Waiting, growing, waiting, learning a lot of things. That's why you have to be sensitive to what the Spirit of God is speaking. Virtues are being developed when we wait. In the name of Jesus, your energy is renewed. So as we conclude this, let me do some declaration. Today, in the spirit of divine agreement, I decree, declare, and prophesy that your youth is being renewed like the eagle. You shall run and not grow weary. You shall walk and not faint. In the name of Jesus, we speak over your energy, hallelujah, vitality, life, and longevity. Vitality, life, and longevity in the name of Jesus. Your life, the effects of lethargy, exhaustion, and fatigue, sleepiness, we break off your life in the name of Jesus. The effects of being lethargic, exhaustion, fatigue, tired, weary. We break it off in the name of Jesus. We say that all your emotional and bodily functions, systems, hormones, cells, and organs operate properly as they were created by Almighty God and shall not cause you to be tired or worn out. We bind up all stress-causing circumstances that will make you weary. And we say that they are replaced by seasons of joy, unspeakable joy, and full of glory in the name of Jesus. We bind up all stress-causing circumstances that will make you weary, and we say that they are replaced by seasons of joy, unspeakable joy, full of glory. Right now, we declare that the life of God flows through our entire being. Right now, we declare that the life of God flows through our entire being in a fresh new way and revitalize energy rest upon you now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Thank you for the time of waiting. We thank you for virtues. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that when we wake, we have time to think. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you that when we wake, our body, the cells have been restored, and things are happening when we're in that resting period. God is doing something great for the next level. We thank God for divine promotion. We thank God for divine acceleration. We thank God for the winds of the Holy Spirit taking us from glory to glory, from strength to strength. In the name of Jesus, we bless God that he strengthen our children, strengthen our grandchildren, strengthen our spouses, strengthen our nieces and our nephews, strengthen our siblings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit of faith in the name of Jesus and superimpose that only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand. When God is for us, who can be against us? Father, release your holy angels this morning to wake up our colleagues in ministry. Oh, God, to go from each ministry globally, wake up the leadership so that they can get into that waiting period of prayers in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Thank you for rejuvenating us. Thank you for refreshing us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for divine acceleration. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord ever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I am Apostle Marco Brewer. Boy, you have a wonderful and a blessed day. Be sure to keep that scripture and meditate on it. Isaiah 40, meditate on that scripture, Isaiah 40:31. God bless you. We love you. Thank you.
Let everything that has breath.